local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Doing it live on a Tuesday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 50 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Weather looks very nice, very dry still, as we heard from Alan Strum there in the Channel 3 news update. Burn bans extended in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties today. We'll hear from Sheriff Chip Simmons that really kind of bizarre Amber Alert. Was it an Amber Alert? Was it not? That happened during the show yesterday. Of course, we didn't have full details on what would transpire until afterwards. Sheriff Chip Simmons joined our Andrew McKay this morning. We'll hear what he has to say on that right here in a matter of moments with our top three stories. Full rundown of everything happening locally, statewide. We have Election Day. It may not feel like it here, but the 37 states have elections, and people out at the polls. We'll talk about some of the bigger races coming up in our national headlines. Look at what's happening in the world of sports, health, business, and science, pop culture. We've got it all. So stay tuned here as we get rolling here on a Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. We start with our top three stories. The Biden administration today is stressing Israel has a right to defend itself from Hamas as the administration faces growing pressure to push for a ceasefire.
1,400 people slaughtered in their homes at a music festival. And when Hamas decided to conduct operations, it was with the intent of killing people.
And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has discussed brief humanitarian pauses with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to allow aid to get into Gaza. Netanyahu, though, says he would not consider a ceasefire until all hostages held by Hamas are released. Also today, the House Judiciary Committee had a chance to grill the special counsel leading Hunter Biden's gun and tax case. The meeting was behind closed doors, so we don't have any audio from it, but David Weiss reportedly pushed back against allegations that he brokered a sweetheart deal due to pressure from the White House. Republicans have accused the Justice Department of slow-walking that investigation. And today we did learn more about the search for the missing girl in the Bellevue area. Sheriff Chip Simmons says everybody available responded to flood the area with law enforcement.
We had all hands on deck. You know, a lot of times when we say we had everyone available,
yeah,
we mean it. Everyone available. I was there. Both of my chief deputies were. We were circulating as best we can because it was starting to get dark, and I knew that if it got dark, it'd be more difficult to identify a Jeep of that color, a goldish-looking Jeep.
So Sheriff Simmons says PPD officers were watching intersections and deputies were flooding and searching neighborhoods, searching for a five-year-old girl who was in her mother's vehicle when it was stolen. The girl was found in that vehicle about an hour later near Woodsy's Bar. We got a text in on that yesterday about the heightened police activity there. The girl not hurt. Deputies, though, are still looking for the suspect, 23-year-old Miracle Anderson. Sheriff Simmons also addressed the question about why it was put out there as an Amber Alert, but of course nobody got a notification on the official Amber Alert on their cell phones. He had this to say.
There was never actually an official Amber Alert. We put the information out because we wanted people in our area to know what was going on. There was no official Amber Alert, not because we didn't apply for one, because it takes them a couple minutes to get that up and running. By the time that happened, we had already had it on our Facebook page, and we had already discovered the car with the child in.
So there was the answer to that question there, but obviously still looking for the suspect there, but the girl was found safe, and Sheriff Simmons himself delivered her back to her family. So that had a good conclusion there for sure. 4:15, we'll get our first check. We say hello to Austin today. Austin getting his Wake Forest hat, his Wake Forest Tax Slayer Bowl champion shirt.
Yep, best bowl there is, Joe. At least as far as Wake Forest is
concerned. It's right there on the cusp between CFP and the Rose Bowl. It's kind of wedged right in the middle there.
It's definitely in the middle of the road bowl. Absolutely. all right, this traffic and weather update, first one of the show today, is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.florida.gov. All right, so looking at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are seeing some congestion. If you're heading eastbound on I-10 trying to get off on North Davis Highway, there's going to be some backups in that area, along with some just standard evening congestion at North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. We've been seeing a lot of that. And also, if you're in the Santa Rosa County area trying to come into Milton over Blackwater River, you're going to see that same kind of congestion on Caroline Street heading westbound.
Yeah, earlier this afternoon at around noon, a car overturned on the causeway heading to Pace, so that caused a lot of slowdowns earlier this afternoon. So hopefully we avoid that throughout the afternoon. Getting an update on the weather forecast, here's Alan.
Over the next couple of nights and mornings, we may see some pretty thick fog around the area, so that'll develop late night and carry into the morning hours until it burns off. Foggy weather, overnight lows near 60 degrees as we look at our daytime highs, still around 80 next few days. Dry weather for a few days, but Friday we've got a 40% chance for rain. And for Veterans Day weekend, our rain chance Saturday and Sunday runs around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so very good there. Again, dry. We're going to talk about burn bans here in just a couple of moments. Right now, the temperature showing 75 degrees. We do have a dense fog advisory that will be in effect overnight into the early morning hours tomorrow. Should see foggy conditions when you wake up. And tomorrow, sunny, and again, a high of 79. Next chance for rain in our area would be Friday with a 40% chance and a 30% chance of showers on Saturday as well. So that's an update on the weather forecast. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, opening arguments taking place today in the first civil trial between Skanska USA and companies impacted by the loose barges during Hurricane Sally. 28 of those barges came loose, caused a lot of damage, including destroying parts of the just-completed first span of the new Pensacola Bay Bridge. In this particular trial, the owner of an oyster farm destroyed in the storm is suing Skanska for damages. A jury was selected yesterday. Today, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says this past Saturday was a great first step with the city's assisted drop-off recycling program.
We took in over 1,100 pounds of total recyclables, and again, I point out these are recyclables within really four categories that actually do have a market, which means they actually will turn out to be, them being turned in will now be a benefit to the environment.
So that recycling drop-off happens every Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 2759 North Palafox. Residents can drop off their number one PET and number two plastics, clean and broken down cardboard, operative word being clean, also aluminum or steel cans. And Reeve says there could be opportunities for additional drop-off sites, and talks are continuing with third-party vendors for an opt-in curbside recycling program as well. Burn bans extended today in both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
The Division of Forestry has requested that we continue that burn ban. I'm thinking at least through Friday when we're predicted to get some rain. The humidity is still very low and we're very dry.
That from yesterday's committee meeting in Santa Rosa County. Their burn ban is only extended through Friday with that 40% chance of rain, so could be extended further. We'll see. Okaloosa County's is in effect for another 7 days now through November 14th. Of course, that means all recreational burning outdoors, bonfires, campfires, cooking fires, unless it's within a contained gas or charcoal grill, is outlawed right now. Just 2 weeks after Hershey's Ice Cream broke ground on their distribution facility at the Northwest Florida Industrial Park, Santa Rosa County leaders are going to allow Damien's Ice Cream additional acreage there. Company President Joseph Manning says they bought 5 acres at the park back in 2021 in order to move operations from Pensacola, and they have since realized that they need more space.
We've had the opportunity to double this business in what would have been a 6-year growth trajectory, and as recent developments would have it, we probably could double that again in the next 12 to 36 months.
So the county is selling the property to Damien's at no cost based on a projected capital investment of over $10 million. And over 30 jobs coming to the county as well. 420, we'll take a break. State and national headlines are still to come. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper. Your clear choice for all branded product needs. locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin getting you caught up in everything you need to know today. Everything happening in your world, we've got it right here. Let's get another check of the roads and our weather right now. Austin?
All right, so I'm looking at the traffic here in Pensacola, and we're still seeing a lot of congestion at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and still seeing some if you're coming off of I-10 heading eastbound to get onto North Davis Highway. You're going to run into some backups there. Also, I'd like to add that we're seeing some serious backups on Pine Forest Road right now, particularly heading northbound. If you're in that area, you might get backed up
from,
just a tad.
From I-10?
Yeah,
that always happens. And it's not going to get any better either because they're putting like 1,000 apartments back there too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good luck there. 425, get an update on the weather. Here's Alan.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now, we got 75 degrees. Clear skies overnight. We'll get down to 60. Dense fog advisory in effect for the early morning hours. And then warming up to 79 tomorrow with sunshine once again. Taking a look at state headlines, tomorrow night in Miami, 5 Republicans qualifying to be on the stage for the 3rd presidential debate. Governor DeSantis center stage with Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott joining him. Former President Trump, of course, skipping the debate again. That's starting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on NBC. Believe we're carrying that. I think we're still working out details. But, yeah, I think plan on us carrying that coming up after Pensacola right now.
And a new poll of Florida Republicans by the University of North Florida has Governor DeSantis trailing Donald Trump by almost 40 points.
We have Donald Trump really just lapping the field. We have him at 60% amongst likely Republican voters in the primary. Ron DeSantis in second at 21%.
UNF political scientist Michael Bender says Trump supporters just don't believe he was a threat to democracy or incited an insurrection after the 2020 election.
State of Florida filing a civil action against a solar panel company that would sign customers to financing plans and then wouldn't finish installation or did a substandard job.
If you are in the state of Florida and you are looking to hide behind a business to take people's money, and use deceptive practices and scam them, you might want to consider moving out of Florida.
That is Attorney General Ashley Moody, who says when a customer's complained to MC Solar, the company would put liens on their home and threaten legal action.
Also, the Seminole Tribe has quietly relaunched a sports betting app that allows a limited group of gamblers to place bets anywhere in Florida. The Hard Rock Bet app, for now, is available to a group of players who have ties to the Seminoles' gambling operations. People who used a 2021 app in Florida or who have points from the tribe's Unity by Hard Rock loyalty program can get early access. Others can sign up for a waiting list.
Also, with a vote of 100-2, the Florida House passed a bill that would expand restrictions on state investments in businesses with ties to Iran. Basically, the reason why the special session was called in the first place. The Senate could pass it as soon as tomorrow. Florida's massive pension fund and investments would be steered away from businesses with Iranian ties and several more industries, including financial, construction, and manufacturing. Quick rundown of national headlines. Of course, nothing happening here, but it is Election Day across the U.S. Voters in 37 states are going to the polls to decide key races. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is up against Republican challenger Daniel Cameron. Meanwhile, Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking re-election against Brandon Presley. Fun fact, he is a cousin of Elvis.
How about
that? So that would make sense with the last name.
You know? Yeah. A woman was arrested for allegedly crashing her car into what she thought was a Jewish school in Indianapolis. Police say the 34-year-old told them she backed her car into the building on purpose and mentioned, quote, her people back home in Palestine. Mm. The building was actually the home to an extremist organization that is anti-Israel.
Oh, okay. So they say, "What are you doing?" It's like, "Hey, I thought it was an an Israeli school."
Yeah, friendly.
Okay. Trial date set for the remaining 4 Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols. The trials will start August 12th next year. The 5th officer, Desmond Mills, changed his plea to guilty last week, so Mills can now be a cooperating witness for the prosecution, and it was recommended he get 15 years in jail.
Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is slamming Republicans over tying aid to Ukraine with border security reforms.
It sends a terrible signal to both our friends and adversaries. It will be a moment that history will remember.
The Republican proposal would require construction of the border and reform asylum laws, excuse me. It would also make migrants ineligible for asylum if they traveled through another country before showing up at the U.S. border.
Supreme Court deciding whether people who are the subjects of protective orders should be allowed to keep their guns. The case before the court involves a Texas man who assaulted his ex-girlfriend and threatened to shoot her if she told anyone. 4:30 right now. We've got a Fox News break coming up. Sports headlines are after that. We've got health, business, and science notes and some pop culture notes. Question: would you have been able to forgive Chandler if he cheated on Monica? Well, it almost happened. Details coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. It's an off-election year, but there are some key governor's races at stake today as voters hit the polls in several states.
In Mississippi, Democrat Brandon Presley, a public service commissioner and a distant cousin to the king of rock and roll, is hoping to unseat Republican Governor Tate Reeves. Another governor's race we're closely watching is in Kentucky. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is trying to fend off GOP Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
Fox's Grady Trimble there. Today marks 1 month since the start of the war in Israel. Many family members of those taken hostage by Hamas say they're holding out hope. This man describing the last text he got from his brother.
Send me a heart emoji. And that's the last time we spoke.
Israel rejecting ceasefire calls until the hostages are released. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed news out of Bumble after today's market close. The online dating company topped expectations for quarterly earnings, but revenue, though up from a year ago, was a bit shy of estimates. Shares of Bumble are sliding 6% in after-hours trading. Stock of Planet Fitness looked quite healthy today. The gym chain topped expectations for both earnings and revenue for the third quarter, and it lifted its full-year outlook. All of that sent Planet Fitness shares soaring 13%. Modest gains overall for Wall Street today, stocks notching a seventh straight positive finish. The S&P 500 edged up 12 points. The Dow Jones Industrials added 56, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 121. Baskin-Robbins is releasing a new ice cream flavor inspired by Thanksgiving dinner. It's called Turkey Day Fixins. It won't actually contain turkey flavors, but diners will be able to taste honey cornbread, spiced sweet potato, and ocean spray cranberry all in one bite. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's TELADOC health.com.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. There's a lot of blame to go around with the Jets' offense. Zach Wilson is terrible, the offensive line against the Chargers was non-existent, and recently it's clear that Nathaniel Hackett needs Aaron Rodgers to be successful. With all that being said, my biggest gripe is that Joe Douglas didn't make a move for a quarterback at the trade deadline. I don't get why the Jets didn't trade for Josh Dobbs, Jacoby Brissett, or Jameis Winston, because all instantly would play better than Zach Wilson. I'm Zach Gelb. Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9 with it in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.437 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We'll get you caught up on another update on the roads right now and our weather forecast. Austin, what's it looking like out on the roads?
All right, well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. Looking at our traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're still seeing a lot of congestion on North Palafox Street at the intersection with Burgess Road and on North Davis Highway, particularly if you're coming off of I-10 heading eastbound and getting onto North Davis Highway, you may see some hiccups there. And of course, on Pine Forest Road, particularly heading northbound coming off of I-10, there's some serious backups there as well.
All right, very good. And as far as the weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Foggy weather is likely to develop late tonight and into Wednesday morning. In fact, over the next couple nights and mornings, fog is likely. Look for that. Lows will be near 60. Daytime highs next few days, pretty close to 80 degrees. Eventually, we'll see rain around here, and it looks like we've got a chance late this week. Friday, it's a 40% chance. Into the weekend, the rain chance around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now, 4:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today, NBA taking the day off because it is Election Day, so the Socially Conscious League is encouraging, what's with the chuckle for?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, you're right.
Yeah, no, they are. So the NBA wanting people to get out and vote, so they are not wanting to be a distraction from that. So there are no NBA games today. Maction tonight, college football, Ohio versus Buffalo, ESPN2 at 6:30, Central Michigan taking on Western Michigan at 6 o'clock on ESPNU, and CBS Sports Network has Ball State and NIU at 6 o'clock as well. College basketball, it's college basketball season, by the way, if you didn't know. How does Wake Forest look this year?
Well, we had like an exhibition game against Alabama, and we won that.
Okay.
And then I think we were We struggled in the first half against, I think it was Elon, who we also opened up with in our football season. And we came back and kind of beat up on them a bit, as we should.
Yeah, you should. You should do that. Big game in college basketball. Auburn taking on 20th-ranked Baylor tonight. That's at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And Kansas basketball coach Bill Self, who is apparently wears Teflon all the time because he is literally always under NCAA investigation for stuff, and he just keeps getting the highest paid coaching contract in the sport.
Yeah.
So the school confirmed the new contract, the deal worth about $53 million over 5 years. So a little over $10 million. But two national titles, and Kansas is obviously, you know, I mean,
not the birthplace
of the sport, but, you know, you've got Naismith, who, you know, invented the game, and he coached at Kansas and all that stuff. So
yeah, a lot of basketball history.
Absolutely. 440 now. Health, business, and science notes. Heinz rolling out a new pickled-flavored ketchup next year. The condiment maker says pickle ketchup will combine the tangy and savory flavor of pickles with the unmistakable taste of Heinz ketchup. Pickle ketchup will start to hit store shelves early 2024. Your thoughts?
I was about to say that it was kind of weird, but didn't they also do like the mayo chup or whatever, like mixing mayonnaise?
Oh, they do this all. I don't know. I'm a one ketchup guy. Just give me it straight.
I'm the same way.
Nothing. I don't need it, the extra spicy or nothing else.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Americans owe over $1 trillion on their credit cards. That's according to a new report on household debt from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found that credit card balances spiked by over $150 billion year over year, the largest increase this century.
Also, Shake Shack announcing a new nationwide promotion where they're giving America a free chicken sandwich. All that needs to happen is an NFL player does the chicken dance after scoring a touchdown.
Oh, that's nice.
Offer is good for this coming Sunday's games, and if a player does the dance, the sandwich can be redeemed through the app, Shake Shack app, anytime the following week until November 19th. So you do need the app, and you can't just walk in there and say, hey, I'm here for my free sandwich. You got to spend $10 on other food or drinks, but hey, I will be scouring the Red Zone channel looking for the chicken dance celebration.
So. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then, excuse me, researchers at the University of South Florida Health are making a breakthrough regarding treatments for people with Alzheimer's disease. Officials are looking for FDA approval for a drug that is already given to people with significant dementia as part of the AHEAD study. They want to give the medication to people who are at risk of undergoing symptoms to see if it delays the process at all.
All right. Pop culture notes today. Hollywood actors have rejected the so-called last, best, and final offer.
Wow.
As the strike continues, SAG-AFTRA says there are still several items where there's no agreement, and that includes the use of AI and the use of people's likeness without permission.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll see if it's the final offer for real then.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah, I guess so.
Barbara Streisand is out with her new memoir, My Name is Barbara. She says publishers have been asking her to write an autobiography for 40 years, and it's a super long one. It's 60 chapters and a total of 992 pages long. Will that you be reading, Joe?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Is anyone's life 60 chapters long? Mine
no.
isn't.
I mean, that's like a third of the Bible, almost.
Mm.
The only other book, and listen, I mean, I don't read books that often.
Me neither.
I don't know what a good length of a memoir is.
Me neither.
I haven't read a book since 992 books. So I did own a copy of the hardback edition of Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson.
Okay.
I didn't read it, but I had it. And it's a thick book, and it's 656 pages. Now, I mean, I'm much more apt to read about Steve Jobs than I am Barbara Streisand, but that's neither here nor there. If you just love Barbara Streisand, you're obviously going to disagree. That's fine. But no, I cannot think of a single human being that has walked this earth other than Jesus that I would read 900 pages of about.
That's a bit much for me as well.
So, yeah. also, pretty interesting one. You know, of course, Matthew Perry's passing and the funeral was over the weekend, and different actors and actresses are, you know, sharing their experiences. And with Chandler, with Matthew Perry, and of course, a lot of them on Friends. And one actress, Lisa Cash, made it known that the writers of Friends actually wrote it in the script for Chandler to cheat on Monica. And here was her talking about it.
Chandler goes up to the hotel room, orders room service, and I bring it up as a hotel worker, and we end up talking and laughing and connecting, and Chandler ends up cheating on Monica with my character. We had rehearsed it and everything, and then the day before we were shooting in front of a live audience, I was told that Chandler went to the writers and said the audience will never forgive him for cheating on Monica, which he was probably right.
Did I hear right that they actually did the scene in front of a live audience, or that they were rehearsing it for a lot, like to do it in front of a live audience?
I am not sure,
right,
but
well,
Matthew
I'll
have
to go back and listen to that.
Matthew Perry was absolutely right.
He was I believe he was.
Yeah, because I think it was Ross's wife, Emily, the British one.
Yeah.
Like, I think I heard people hated her character. And even though she wasn't totally in the wrong with that whole situation, it's a matter of she is a threat to the main cast that we see. It's the same thing if someone comes along and, like, some home wrecker Rex, Chandler, and Monica, that's gonna make the actress, Lisa Cash, that's gonna make her hated, that's gonna make Chandler hated, that people would not have liked that.
You know, it's interesting because I would pose the question, because part of Ross and Rachel was the cheating, and whether or not it was actual cheating
because of the break. Yeah,
this would not have been that.
This would have just been straight up cheating.
And so the episodes that this was written for was the Vegas episodes where Chandler is upset because he finds out that Monica had lunch with Richard, and so that was how it was written in there. So yeah, that would obviously been a lot different there. Really fascinating to kind of hear and just think about how Friends would have moved forward and versus how it actually did. But actress Lisa Cash ended up being the flight attendant on Rachel and Ross's flight when they were kind of doing their thing with the pranks on each other. So that was she was the actress that was rehearsing to cheat with Chandler with. So that was pretty interesting there that I saw.
And lastly, for the pop culture section here, we got Prince fans. They have an exciting chance to get their hands on a music icon's clothes, jewelry, and other memorabilia. More than 8,000 pieces are up for auction online at RR Auction. Never heard of it. The Purple Rain items came from Prince's wardrobe designer, and bidding will end on November 16th.
Yeah, and this is apparently not through his estate, but so I'm not exactly sure how the items were procured there. But pretty, you know, if you're a Prince fan, I know he was obviously really popular, and his death was a big one there. But 8,000 pieces up for auction there. We'll take a quick break here. We've got wacky and weird stories, good news to finish up hour number one of Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Keep climbing.
Picked off. He brought it down with one hand.
Johnson
goes down. Sack.
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield. Caught. Touchdown. FSU.
Rolling to his left. They're going to throw. End zone. Picked off.
Game over.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about a Supreme Court case that's happening today dealing with kind of like a red flag law where somebody who has had all kinds of violence incidents and gun incidents and was banned from owning a gun and got found with one, and whether the Supreme Court is going to allow that to be held as constitutional or not. We also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about a bunch of things, including the rescue of that 5-year-old girl that went missing during a car theft incident yesterday. That's all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
2, 3, 4. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Today's question, number one, would you have been able to forgive Chandler had he cheated on Monica? Number two, who was right? Was Rachel or Ross right? Was Ross on a break or was he in the wrong?
I think both have validity, because she did say we need a break from us and all that.
She did.
But like, dude, you're head over heels for this girl. You have been since high school, and I understand a lapse in judgment, but that night you're gonna go out and find someone. Come on, dude.
Yeah,
that was a bit too impulsive.
Yep. 4:52 here, right before we get our final check of the roads and weather this hour, got some wacky and weird headlines here. So I have been to Disney once.
Okay.
And it was just a day. I was 13 years old. Our family was in Orlando. And on that particular day, we were planning on going to the beach. We weren't actually going to go to Disney because we were at Universal Studios. And we're like, hey, Dad, let's go to Disney. He's like, I don't want to go to Disney. But on the day that we were going to go to the beach, it was like really bad weather over at the beach. So we're like, okay, well, what are we going to do today? So my dad's like, fine, let's go to Disney. I remember nothing about it.
Okay.
So that leads me into this story, because this is making me never want to go to Disney, despite the fact that I now have an 8-month-old daughter who at some point in the future, my sister takes her kids to Disney all the time, and I know at some point, inevitably, there's going to become a conversation where, you know, the grandparents are going to go, my sister's going to go with her kids, and my daughter will be of an age where she's going to want to go.
Yeah. Why haven't we gone to Disney,
And I'm
Dad?
Just going to have to go. But Disney theme park workers would apparently really appreciate it if you would stop pooping in line.
Understandable. Yeah.
The Pulitzer Prize-winning news site SFGate just did a big write-up about this, and apparently happens more often than you would think or would like to think. Waiting in line for a popular ride can take upwards of 90 minutes, and for some, it's just too long to hold out. And it's not just kids that are doing it. And Reddit, somebody said that I think it was just this past weekend that they witnessed a parent letting their child do just that while waiting in line.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, apparently adults do this too. I did not know that. Disney Resorts, though, has implemented a protocol where a guest can flag down a cast member who will wait in line for them until they return from the restroom.
That's cool.
Should have been done years ago, I would think. I mean, if this is a known issue that has plagued the park and its workers for decades, I would think that this would have been a day one type of change where you can say, hey, look, we've got to hire some people that literally just walk around the park and they will stand in line for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen until recently, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand you having to be reactive and not necessarily being proactive because you don't expect something like that. But come on, man. Yeah. If it's a
once
huge...
is a problem, twice is a trend, and three, you know, you got a situation.
If it's becoming an epidemic, you got to step up. Back in 2019, a $6 million gold toilet was stolen, and four men in England just got arrested for it. Unfortunately, the toilet is nowhere to be found, and chances are the gold was melted down and sold raw. A conceptual artist in Italy made it out of 18-karat gold and named it America. Is that an insult? Is that a backhanded compliment?
It was. It was a commentary on the unbridled capitalism that you have a toilet that is in solid gold, I guess. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It says it right there. It's supposed to be a commentary on unbridled capitalism or something. It was originally on display at the Guggenheim, and you could wait in line to actually use it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That was the thing. Wow. So then it moved to England, and then that's when the four guys got their hands on it and, you know, stole it. So, you could. There's a picture of it, and it's a solid gold toilet. That's really what it is. Because I know what you're asking, because people would wait in line for this thing, and I apologize for all the toilet talk and, you know, the Disney conversation as well, but that's just how the news broke today.
Yeah.
You had if you wanted to use the gold toilet, you know, people were just going number one.
Mm-hmm.
You had a time limit on it. So that answers that question that I know people were interested in. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
All right. Well, so far this hour, we've been dealing with congestion in three main areas I've noticed in Pensacola, and they haven't, unfortunately, gone away. If you were traveling on I-10 heading eastbound trying to get onto North Davis Highway, you might experience some congestion getting off there. We're also seeing some at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, which has become an increasingly common sight. And also going up and down Pine Forest Road, especially, as you said, Joe, with the lowered mile per hour limit. That's not helping at all, I'm sure.
All right, very good. Taking a look at our weather today, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Over the next couple of nights and mornings, we may see some pretty thick fog around the area, so that'll develop late night and carry into the morning hours until it burns off. Foggy weather, overnight lows near 60 degrees as we look at our daytime highs, still around 80 next few days. Dry weather for a few days, but Friday we've got a 40% chance for rain. And for Veterans Day weekend, our rain chance Saturday and Sunday runs around 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 75 degrees and clear skies, actually down to 72 right now. Dense fog likely going to be an issue overnight and into the morning as well. There is a dense fog advisory that will be in effect for the early morning hours. Then sunshine tomorrow, 79. Again, our next chance of rain, 40% chance, comes on Friday. And a reminder today, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties extending their burn bans. Good news. Today's hero of the day is a 12-year-old in Philadelphia named Ethan Williams. He recently saved his friend's life during lunch at school by doing the Heimlich. He learned how to do it in school earlier this year, and his teacher says it was textbook. Good job out of you, Ethan.
Absolutely. And a sheep that was stuck at the bottom of a cliff in Scotland finally got rescued over the weekend. She'd been living down there all alone for at least 2 years, so people started calling her Britain's loneliest sheep, which is top 10 saddest things I've ever heard. No one had been able to get to her, but five farmers hiked down and helped lead her back up the side of a steep hill. They say she is in remarkably good condition and even a little overweight. An animal sanctuary took her in, and now she will get to live out the rest of her life around lots of other sheep.
All right, very good. Good news there. A reminder of our top three stories today. Biden administration stressing Israel has a right to defend itself from Hamas as the administration faces growing pressure to push for a ceasefire. Today, the House Judiciary Committee grilling the special counsel David Weiss. He's the one leading Hunter Biden's gun and tax case. And Sheriff Chip Simmons talked about the rescue of a girl who went missing yesterday when somebody stole a car that she was in. And Escambia and Pensacola police making quick work and coming together to flood the area with deputies and cops. And they found her. The suspect still on the loose, though, but Sheriff Simmons had a lot to say on that as well. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. 10-minute break for us. We're back with another full rundown on a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.